instruction in this song, isn't there? When you read that first verse, I have found the deep peace I never had known. Is that true? Have you found that? How many of you have found that since you've come to know the Lord? There is a deep peace. It doesn't ever mean you come into unrest, right? As long as you're down here, there's going to be storms, tempestuous seas. It's going to get a little like Andrea said, up and down. But there's a deep peace. But I noticed something. It said, and a joy this world could not afford. Since what? Since when? Right. Since I yielded control of my body and soul. Sometimes we miss that, right? And we want, Lord, I want you to give me peace. But there's that aspect too. Since I yielded control of my body and soul, there's something to yielding to the Lord.
Yes.
And then He brings us into peace.
Yes.
This is a very special song to me because when on my 25th birthday, it was given to me as a present, not by the author, but they were long gone, so they But Reverend Gardner, I lived here for 4 years in the winter program, and my birthday fell on September 8th, and very often we were closing up the camp, and before we left for a little bit, I think 2 or 3 weeks, to go back home before we came back for another winter session, we would, I had the privilege of celebrating my birthday here. And I remember we were having a meeting. In fact, I think we were still meeting here in this room around that time, if I'm correct on that. I'm pretty sure it was. And I remember that Pastor Wanamaker was here. Now, many of you may know who he is, but he was a real saint of the Lord and played the violin, and I don't want to go into all of his story, but I was privileged. I remember he was sitting here, and I was sitting over there, and he was an elderly gentleman, always wore layers and layers and layers of clothes, no matter what temperature it was. But I remember Brother Gardner said, well, it's Keith's birthday. And Brother Wanamaker, another man that I revered and was afraid of, he looked over, and he had a big Hungarian nose, you know, and he was hunched over. I might look like that someday. But, you know, he went, come here! Now, when you revere someone and you're afraid of them, that doesn't help. And I wondered what he wanted. I was sitting there, and he just said in his squeaky voice, come here! Come here! And I came over. Kneel down here! It either was a dream come true or a nightmare. And I knelt down. He laid his hands on me and prayed for me. What a privilege. You know, I didn't know all that the Lord instilled that day, but I knew, I said to myself, Keith, you better take this. And he prayed for me. But afterwards, Reverend Gardner said, now, Keith, I have something for you. And he got this, and I wondered what it was. I was hoping it was his Civil War collection. He has buttons and things. I love that stuff. And I knew he always was showing me that. Chase a rabbit here, but one time, you know, he passed around the table. He said, this is a letter from Charles Wesley. And he had it in a plastic case. I said, Brother Gardner, can I just remove the plastic case so I could actually touch the letter? I said, because this is like living history. He loved that. He went, what? That's it. You know, and he went off. But he said, I have something for you. And I wondered what it was. He said, I want to give you this song. Isn't that precious? I want to give you this song for your birthday. And it's number 37, My Wonderful Lord. You know, the truth is, I never really was real thrilled with this song. You know, My Wonderful Lord, My Wonderful Lord. But when you look at the words, the instruction here, the teaching in it. If you take it, it's really quite powerful, isn't it? I have found it in peace. Which one of us don't want to have peace? Right? And how do I get that? Well, you need Jesus, they tell you. You need Jesus. But how? Yield control of my body and soul. I desire that my life shall be ordered by thee, that my will be in perfect accord. It's all right there. It's how it happens, isn't it? With thine own sovereign will, thy desires to fulfill, my wonderful, wonderful Lord. That's when you start finding how wonderful Jesus is. When you yield, when you line your will up with his, then you find out just how precious he is. Well, let's sing that third verse. All the talents I have laid at thy feet. Thy approval shall be my reward. Be my store, great or small, I surrender it all to my wonderful, wonderful Lord.
Praise you.